When I talk to young girls, I often ask that question so many adults ask. What do you want to be when you grow up? I love the variety of answers. A teacher, a scientist, an astronaut, a veterinarian, a painter, the president. But no matter what type of life young girls dream of, I know there's a good chance there are two things they really want to be: thin and pretty. Girls start thinking about their ideal body at a shockingly early age. 34% of 5-year-old girls engage in deliberate dietary restraint at least sometimes. 28% of these girls say they want their bodies to look like the women they see in movies and on television. To put this into context, important developmental milestones for 5-year-olds include the successful use of a fork and spoon and the ability to count 10 or more objects. These are girls who are just learning how to move their bodies around in the world, yet somehow they're already worried about how their bodies look, already seeking to take up less space. Between ages 5 and 9, 40% of girls say they wish they were thinner. Almost 1/3 of third-grade girls report they are always afraid of becoming fat. These young girls are not worried about their weight because of health concerns. They're worried because they know that being pretty matters for girls, and that in this culture, thinness is a key component of that prettiness. Lee, a bright, delightful 7-year-old girl with a curious disposition, visited my office with her mother, who had agreed to be interviewed for this book. Lee decided she wanted to be interviewed as well, so I talked with her first. Lee's mother stayed in the room but sat slightly behind Lee so that she would be less likely to influence her responses. The chair in my office on which Lee sat was too tall for her, leaving her free to swing her legs as we talked. Lee's resting facial expression was mildly skeptical, as if she couldn't decide whether the visit was boring, like going to see a doctor, or fun because she got to play with the toys on the table in my office. Either way, she was a good sport. Lee, I asked, can you think of what a beautiful woman looks like? Someone who's very pretty? Can you make her up in your head? Lee squinted her eyes a bit and nodded.
She has long, straight hair, and she's wearing a lot of makeup and high heels. She's thin. Her arms and legs are thin.
Lee's description sounded as though she were reading off a list of specifications for a casting call. After detailing the thinness required for various parts of this imaginary woman's body, Lee paused.
I'm not sure how big her head is,
she said, her brow wrinkled in thought. The moment was simultaneously sad and charming. Charming because Lee was so perplexed about how to describe the size of a woman's head, sad because she already believed that a woman's beauty could be captured via a series of measurements. I asked Lee if it matters whether a girl is pretty.
You get more praise and stuff,
she told me, barely taking her eyes away from the miniature Rubik's Cube she was manipulating. Early in many girls' development, the desire to be prettier is already cluttering their thoughts. I'm sure I was no different as a young girl. I remember my grandparents taking me to Cypress Gardens in Florida when I was 5 years old. In addition to all the lovely flowers you'd expect to see, Cypress Gardens was populated with young, attractive women who had been hired to dress as Southern belles and roam the park. They carried parasols and wore frilly, poofy, pastel dresses. I have an album with several photos of young me, clad in shorts and a t-shirt, squinting into the sun, posing next to each of these women. I was too young to wonder why a woman would be hired just to walk around and look pretty, or why there was no male equivalent of the roaming Southern belles. I was too young to wonder what it must have felt like to wear one of those crinoline-heavy dresses in the Florida heat, even as my own sweat-soaked hair stuck to my head. I was also too young to ask why all the women were young and white and thin. Times have changed since that childhood trip to Florida. The cultural obsession with prettiness remains, but the standards are even higher. A relative of mine took her 6-year-old daughter to Disney World recently. When the little girl saw Cinderella and Snow White, she complained,
"Those aren't real princesses. They're just regular ladies dressed up like princesses.
She scoffed.
I can tell because their faces are busted.